Good afternoon to Avi Yorish. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you both doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good,
well,
thanks.
We are well.
Nice to hear your voices.
Lovely to hear yours. Avi, the space project, the space program, Israel's space program, why do they even have a space program? What are they hoping to achieve?
So this week we really saw something monumental, or I should say last week, we really saw something monumental. Last Thursday, Israel launched into space not its first satellite, but a satellite that will ultimately turn into a lunar rover and will hopefully become the fourth country, the fourth nation on planet Earth to actually have a lunar landing. We so far have had three countries that have achieved this feat, the United States, China, and the former Soviet Union. And last Thursday evening from Florida, the Bereshit rover hitched a ride into space and is now circling the planet and using gravity, the gravitational pull of the planet, to eventually further orbit it into the lunar gravitational pull. And in about somewhere around April 15th, somewhere between April 1st and April 15th, the Bereshit, which is its name, the Bereshit, which is a direct reference to the book of Genesis. Bereshit means Genesis. This space satellite will land on the moon and is going to do a few things. One, it's carrying pieces of history with it. It's carrying an Israeli flag. It is carrying a story of a Holocaust survivor. It is carrying the Declaration of Independence from Israel and a whole host of other objects, and is going to only be alive on the moon for a few days. And its primary objective is to really inspire all of us, Israelis and non-Israelis, really humans throughout the entire planet, to really think beyond planet Earth. We, as we've talked about many times on this particular show, face massive, massive challenges over the course of the next few decades. And this is one way to really expand our horizons in terms of what is in fact possible. What can we actually achieve as humans, both on and off world? And what does the future of mankind look like? And I think this program really does, at least it inspires me and many of us, to really think bigger. What can we do to improve the quality of life here on planet Earth? And what does the future look like off world?
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. I read a Facebook post by somebody, I don't remember the name, very recently, yesterday actually, where they were saying your neighbors are shooting rockets at you trying to destroy, and you're shooting rockets up in the earth to try and make the world a better place. It hit quite hard.
You know, Simon, we've talked about this again as well, this idea that we have, you know, Ben-Gurion, when he declared into existence the State of Israel 70 years ago, he said it's both a privilege, we have the great privilege and the obligation to tackle some of the gravest challenges of the 20th century. We're now 70 years later, and I encourage all of our listeners to think about the fact that we have the great privilege and the obligation to tackle some of the gravest challenges of the 21st century. And you in South Africa, and certainly in Israel, we have plenty of challenges to go around. Water security, food security, poverty, artificial intelligence, health, you know, the list goes on and on. And this idea of, yes, you know, when Israel is shooting rockets into space in order to really improve our quality of life here. You know, there's a wonderful company in the United States that's called Made in Space, which maybe we could talk about on a future show. They're the world's first, they've launched the world's first 3D printer into space, and they're now building the components that will allow us to explore and habitat places like the moon, Mars, and potentially other planets. And it forces you to think about, ultimately, how do we leverage these amazing gifts of science and this amazing privilege that we have to tackle some of the gravest challenges of the 21st century?
So interesting. You know, it's quite interesting because, are you a follower of Mel Brooks? Do you know who Mel Brooks was?
Of course, the comedian.
Yeah. So he put out a movie called History of the World Part 1 and History of the World Part 2.
That's a classic.
Exactly. And they had this something called Jews in Space. And I actually think it was quite prophetic. Go and look it up on YouTube.
I was at a lecture a few weeks ago in California. And we have, I have a colleague who runs an organization called Tikkun Olam Makers, TUM, which runs these makeathons all over the world in order to tackle some of these challenges that the most underserviced part of society is facing. If you've got a very unique disease or challenge to you, they figure out using 3D printing and a whole host of other means to solve that problem. And he asked, he said, how many of you believe that we will explore Mars over the course of the next few decades? And many people raised their hands. And I said, giddy. And they said, second question, how many of you think members of the Jewish faith will be among those who reach Mars? And then a handful of other people raised their hands. And I said, giddy, what are you talking about? Not only are we going to have Jews in space, we're going to have a Chabad house. Asking, which direction are we going to pray in?
Exactly. That's exactly it. Avi Yoresh, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to speak to you. And just remind us, where do we get your book? Somebody asked me the other day, and I said that
you can
one of the local
bookstores. You can get it on Amazon. Mm. You can get it on Amazon. It's not yet in bookstores in South Africa. I've actually begun the process of trying to get it into some of your larger bookstores
yes.
to take a lot and a number of other places. And so certainly I hope that in the not too distant future, you'll be able to buy it in local bookstores in South Africa. For the time being, Amazon.com.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening or morning.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you both.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.